Part 3. Without. A world without light or sound is thinkable, but not a world without movement. Four Romances. 1. Tuning. It was as if a light were carried slowly, in a measured way, from player to player to player. A light passed on from the very first, the original, of all earthbound fires, bright star burning, not without passion, not without ash. 2. It was the beauty of the writing, the proportioning on the page, that intrigued the scholars most. They had only fragments, but they had to be poems, dozens of them. That much they knew, they had to be. They would count the letters in what appeared to be breaks between the words on a page. Patterns emerged, and theories concerning meaning were proposed and circulated. And yet it was the rhythm, the sound of the words, we mustn't forget, they had to be poems, that much they knew, that remained a mystery. As time passed on, the character of this absent sound, of its spirit, it could be said, became a source not of clarity, but rather of great confusion to them, finding no proper place in their lexicon of ancient knowledge, in their hypothesized ars poetica. And so at once they did, and yet did not, notice that something was missing in their rooms filled with learned, yet strangely mute, one could almost say, disembodied conjectures. 3. On the podium, a man professed that a pipe of crude concrete made the same sound as a flute made of gold, that, indeed, sirs, a vibrating column of air is a vibrating column of air. Listening, the young woman felt such a rage well up within her that she wanted to run up and gouge out his eyes. But then she thought, no, she would have her chance to demonstrate the truth of her sound, although she knew that few among them would care to listen. 4. No one had taught her how to tune the strings. She simply knew. Without knowing why, she sensed that beneath each sounding string there lay a band of silent sound as big as the world itself. She would turn the pegs until the precise moment a string touched this source and was illumined by it. And this, she thought, was love, as big as the world itself, and yet so intimate and so small she could hold it in her hands. And still she knew that if she were to hold it too tightly, as hers and hers alone, that this sound, no matter how hard she might try, would lose all its beauty, and that she would have to stop and learn to tune again. 5. Mystery Flower. It was simply there, waiting almost, in an abandoned field. There were roads nearby, and a noise that made them uneasy about lingering too long. They had all come to study it, and debate its form, origin, next of kin. There was the problem of a name, and proper epithets, and of course there was the issue of a specimen. Should they risk transplanting it, or would a leaf be enough? No, they all knew, although not one of them dared say it out loud. They must have a flower. Yes, a single, whole flower. That is how they found them, all standing stones frozen in a circle about a mysterious, empty center, outstretched hands gesturing to the heavens, eyes closed, mouths still fully opened.